Chapter 7 Paradise Vendors Incorporated was housed in what had formerly been an automobile repair shop, the dark ground floor of an otherwise unoccupied commercial building on Poydras Street. The garage doors were usually open, giving the passers-by an acrid nostril full of boiling hot dogs and mustard, and also of cement soaked over many years by automobile lubricants and motor oils that had dripped and drained from Harmons and Hupmobiles. The powerful stench of Paradise Vendors Incorporated sometimes led the overwhelmed and perplexed stroller to glance through the open door into the darkness of the garage. There, his eye fell upon a fleet of large tin hot dogs mounted on bicycle tires. It was hardly an imposing vehicular collection. Several of the mobile hot dogs were badly dented. One crumpled Frankfurter lay on its side, its one wheel horizontally above it, a traffic fatality. Among the afternoon pedestrians who hurried past Paradise Vendors Incorporated, one formidable figure waddled slowly along. It was Ignatius. Stopping before the narrow garage, he sniffed the fumes from Paradise with great sensory pleasure, the protruding hairs in his nostrils analyzing, cataloging, categorizing, and classifying the distinct odors of hot dog, mustard, and lubricant. Breathing deeply, he wondered whether he also detected the more delicate odor, the fragile scent of hot dog buns. He looked at the white-gloved hands of his Mickey Mouse wristwatch and noticed that he had eaten lunch only an hour before. Still, the intriguing aromas were making him salivate actively. He stepped into the garage and looked around. In a corner, an old man was boiling hot dogs in a large institutional pot whose size dwarfed the gas range upon which it rested.
"Pardon me, sir," Ignatius called. "Do you retail here?"
The man's watering eyes turned toward the large visitor.
"What do you want?"
"I would like to buy one of your hot dogs. They smell rather tasty. I was wondering if I could buy just one."
"Sure."
"May I select my own?"
Ignatius asked, peering down over the top of the pot. In the boiling water, the Frankfurters swished and lashed like artificially colored and magnified paramecia. Ignatius filled his lungs with a pungent, sour aroma.
"I shall pretend that I'm in a smart restaurant and that this is the lobster pond."
"Here, take this fork," the man said, handing Ignatius a bent and corroded semblance of a spear. "Try to keep your hands out of the water. It's like acid. Look what it's done to the fork."
"My,"
Ignatius said to the old man after having taken his first bite.
"These are rather strong. What are the ingredients in these?"
"Rubber, cereal, tripe? Who knows? I wouldn't touch one of them myself."
"They're curiously appealing," Ignatius said, clearing his throat. "I thought that the vibrissae about my nostrils detected something unique while I was outside."